WJMM FM Keene.
The following program is sponsored by Love and Lordship Ministry.
Welcome to Love and Lordship's The Authority of Love, where our desire is for every life and every relationship to be built on the love and lordship of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to The Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks for joining us on the broadcast. I hope and pray that you are being challenged and encouraged by these messages and are allowing the Spirit to grow you in your faith and your walk with Christ as Savior and Lord. Also, hope you were blessed by yesterday's Wednesday for Women episode with Adia Wushner, our co-host and the executive director of Kentucky Right to Life. Our desire and prayer is that we can help Christians apply scripture to every issue in our culture according to the truth of God's word rather than the ebb and flow of society's wants and desires. Earlier this week, we shared about making work the focus of our worship, essentially making our service an idol rather than allowing God to use it as an overflow of our relationship with Him to produce what He alone can produce. We took it a step further in pointing out that just as the disciples of Jesus did, we so often are enamored with our own successes and outcomes rooted in our flesh rather than keeping our focus on a right relationship with Him. This is overwhelmingly evident when you sit down with many church folks today, good people, and they can tell you all about what their church is doing and what they're doing, but they can give hardly any response as to what their relationship with God through His Son, Word, and Holy Spirit is to be. I pray that we are helping to change this by making disciples, and in so doing, we will strengthen lives, marriages, families, and churches to be focused on His covenant order and the priorities according to His word and will. Now, if you missed any of those, you can find out more and many other things for articles, videos, podcasts at loveandlordship.com. That's love, A-N-D, lordship, all spelled out and together, loveandlordship.com. And you can find those, as I said. You can also give there if the Lord's leading you. Appreciate that. It's all tax deductible. And you can find our book there at loveandlordship.com. Also, if you have any questions or comments, agreeable or disagreeable, send them to me at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Loveandlordship, A-N-D, again in the middle, loveandlordship@gmail.com. Now, as so often happens, we find ourselves in today's episode being encouraged and challenged to take the next steps and keep climbing higher with regard to what it means to be sold out for Christ and honoring Him with our faith and our lives, our relationships, our finances, everything, right? Today's message takes us back to early history in the book of Genesis, where God has to challenge the faith of one of the great patriarchs of our faith, Abraham. You'd think that when God chose those to be our heroes of the faith, both the Old Testament and the New Testament, that He'd choose those who were already mature in their faith. But that might leave us with little hope. He chose those who knew, had a bit of faith, but as with all of us, that faith needed to grow. No different with Abraham, and so Chambers picks up today's message with God challenging Abraham's faith by asking him to make, and it's the title of today's message, The Supreme Climb. Again, if you're following along in the devotional booklet or on myutmost.org online, we're on April 26th for this message. You see, Abraham, little backstory here, has now received the son of God's promise, Isaac, the heir to all that God has given him in His covenant with Abraham, in that his seed, his progeny, his descendants would literally outnumber the stars. You couldn't count them. This came with a lot of joy for Abraham and Sarah, who herself was beyond childbearing years when she actually had Isaac, that son of promise. Now God comes to Abraham and calls him to make the ultimate sacrifice while trusting in God, to make that supreme climb. In Genesis 22:2, God says to Abraham, "Take now your son and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you." You see, in order to elevate what God is asking, I want to remind our listeners that there is another phrase in this text that actually reads, "Take now your son, your only son, and sacrifice him as a burnt offering. If you'll remember, Abraham had another son named Ishmael by Sarah's handmaid Hagar. But the son of promise, and that's what he's saying when he says, the only son, the son that I promised you everything, Isaac, take him and offer him as a burnt sacrifice. Now, honestly, this is one of those texts in Scripture that causes a lot of folks, probably most all of us, to question, doubt, or maybe actually not believe in God. But we would do so at our own peril. And that's an episode for another day, likely several days in episodes, is truth be known. So let's get back to this. God, being sovereign and omnipotent, already knows the extent of Abraham's faith, but he needs Abraham to know it. Faith, by its very nature, must be tested, or it will wither and vanish. The same that is true for Abraham, folks, is true for you, me, and every believer of God. And we live in a fallen world that does everything to try and take that away from us. Chambers begins the devotional with this quote: character determines how a man interprets God's will. He points us to Psalm 18, 25, and 26. In other words, the way we see God is very much determined by how we have allowed our character and our thinking to be shaped. And we are given the free will to do so. Continuing with the devotional, Abraham interpreted God's command to mean that he had to kill his son and he could only leave this tradition behind by the pain of a tremendous ordeal. If you've not seen it, I highly recommend the streaming movie, His Only Son. Go look it up. It's very well done and in line with Scripture. You see, God could purify his faith in no other way. If we obey what God says according to our sincere belief, God will break us from those traditions that misrepresent him. Remember, God knew the extent of Abraham's faith, but he needed to allow Abraham to be tested so he himself could know more God more fully and freely. That's what faith calls us to. There are many such beliefs to be gotten rid of, e.g., that God removes a child because the mother loves him too much. That's a devil's lie and a travesty to the true nature of God. If the devil can hinder us from taking the supreme climb and getting rid of wrong traditions about God, wrong knowing about God, he will do so and use everything in his power to make it happen. But if we keep true to God, God will take us through an ordeal which will bring us out into a better knowledge of himself. And as we've been talking about all along in the authority of love, and especially in this week's messages, the ultimate goal is to know and love God above all else. We can't do that if our faith is not tested and strengthened. That's the purpose of his testing and therefore strengthening of our faith. If Abraham, the father of our faith, needed it, then doesn't it make sense that God will need to do a similar work on, in, and through us? I pray for myself and for you that he doesn't require us to sacrifice a child. And we ultimately know that that's not his love. He didn't do that. But whatever it may be, I pray that we see it with the character that this is God at work and I will trust him. Chambers wraps this up with this: the great point of Abraham's faith in God was that he was prepared to do anything for God. He was there to obey God no matter to what belief he went contrary. Abraham was not a devotee of his convictions, or he would have slain Isaac and said that voice of the angel was actually the voice of a devil. That is the attitude of a fanatic. If you will remain true to God, God will lead you straight through every barrier, test, challenge, into the inner chamber of knowledge of himself. There it is again, the greatest and highest good, to know and love God. But there is always this point of giving up convictions and traditional beliefs. That's what our churches get stuck on oftentimes. Not all of them are bad, it's just that we idolize them and they trump knowing and loving God. Don't ask God to test you. Never declare, as Peter did, I will do anything. I will go to death with thee. Abraham did not make any such declaration. He remained true to God, and God purified his faith. Here's our closing food for thought. Here's the beauty of God's love and grace toward us. Whether you're an Abraham or Sarah, a Peter or a Mary, a Bob or an Ethel, He is working to build our faith, and even when we stumble, Peter, right? He works just as diligently by grace to restore and strengthen us. Where are you when it comes to absolute faith in God? Do you have the same kind of relationship with Him that allows you to walk with Him no matter what the cost? That's what Christ has promised and delivered in His death on the cross, that we can be in that relationship by faith through grace with Him as Lord and us as disciples. Will you avail yourself of that kind of faith and make the supreme climb that will glorify Him and bless you? Here's our love in action. Spend time with God in His word, prayer, and listening every day. If you don't have any other good place to start, start with the scriptures in this message. Number two, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. That's one of His roles. He has promised to do so, but you have to be a willing student. Number three, journal what areas in your life and relationships, including your relationship with Him, where your faith seems to be lacking, and the areas where it's strong. Number four, then pray and ask the Lord to show you what you need to do to make that supreme climb so that all of your life is a walk of faith in Him. Then follow through in obedience, just like Abraham. Whew. I told you, it's getting tough, but it's good. Pray that you're walking along with Him in that kind of faith. Now, we're going to wrap up the week tomorrow with Family Foundation Friday with our co-host, David Walls, and his excellent insights on key legislation from the General Assembly and a lot more on how we can continue to work on those things that will make our state and beyond that, even our nation, our churches, our lives, our marriages, our families, to make them more in the image of Christ. A biblical worldview that will form us in the image of Christ. Join us and invite your family, friends, loved ones, and enemies, if they will do so, to join us and hear more about all of this, the gospel message of salvation, sanctification, and discipleship in Christ. Now, as we close out once again, you can go to our website, loveandlordship.com, and find a lot more. These and many more messages. You can find articles, videos, podcasts. There's a watch, a read, and a listen tab near the top, and you can find any of these. You can also go to that icon in the middle, and you'll hear a short little video about the book, and you'll find links where you can order it, paperback version or Kindle version, if you choose that, the digital version there. You can also give there, upper right corner, near the upper right corner, there's a give tab. And if you choose to do so, thank you. It's very much appreciated, and your donation is fully tax deductible. You can do that there one time or ongoing. It only takes a minute or two, and we certainly appreciate that, as I said earlier. You can also give through mobile apps. You can do it at cash.app/$LoveAndLordship. Love and Lordship is all together, A and D in the middle, Love and Lordship spelled out with both L's capital. cash.app/$LoveAndLordship all together, both L's capital. Finally, you can give through mail to Love and Lordship. Send it to 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. Thank you for all of those who have done so, and thank you for your prayers. If we're not the one that the Lord's calling you to, continue to listen and pray for us, but keep seeking Him until He shows you who He would like for you to partner with. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day in the love and lordship of Christ. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.
Thanks for listening to The Authority of Love today. We pray that you have been encouraged and challenged in your personal walk with Jesus Christ and with others in His love and lordship. To get a copy of the book, The Authority of Love, Second Edition, to find out more about love and lordship, or to make a tax-deductible donation, go to loveandlordship.com. That's loveandlordship.com. Thanks again, and God bless in Christ.
At home, at work, or in the car, say for any audience, Life 99.
Time now for Faith Point, sponsored by Faith Point Lexington.